This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Father. We receive you mercy. Thank you, Jesus. For in you is way to the Father. For in you, Son of God, is the truth of the Father. In you, Son of God, is the life of the Father. That in you and in your flesh is unconsecrated the new and the living way. That have been consecrated and made available for us. That you open our eyes again tonight. That you encounter our heart tonight. Amen. That you cause the parchment of your will to be opened to us. That you open up your Son, who is the custodian of all your will. Amen. That your Son will be distributed to us tonight. Amen. That your Son will minister, Jesus, that you will minister. Amen. That you minister the way to the Father. And you minister the way of the Father. Amen. That you minister the truth of the Father and minister the truth to the Father. Amen. You minister the life to the Father and the life of the Father. That you cause darkness to be broken. Amen. That you cause the world of the present and the former to be removed. Amen. That our heart truly might see that which is your gift. Even the gifts that you have given to us through the Father and your God. Tonight we receive help of your ministering spirit. We receive activity above on heaven. We receive utterance. We receive grace. We receive establishment for our soul in the name of Jesus. We ask tonight that you will further us in all that pertain to yourself, your Father, and your God. Amen. We ask for the activity of the Holy Ghost to be tangible amidst us. That you open us up to the thought of heaven. That you establish our heart and grant us great entrance and furtherance, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Honor to you, Son of God. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed unto the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Jesus the Son of God, a great high priest that is passed into heavens. Not that they are not saying that he passed into heaven. They say he passed through. But to pass through means when Jesus Christ was ascending, he passed through heaven. Because where Jesus Christ was ascending to was higher than the heaven. Hebrews chapter 7. He passed through heaven. So when he say he passed into heaven, it doesn't mean that he entered into heavens. But then he passed through heaven. Sometimes you hear Jesus Christ was about to go to Jerusalem, we say, but he must pass through Samaria. In John chapter 4, 3 to 4, he said, he left Judea and he must need go through Samaria. So that he had to enter to Samaria. So Jesus passed through the heaven. Heaven of angels could not hold Jesus. Out of Apostle chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. And he shall send Jesus, which before was preached unto you, whom heaven must receive. So there is the heaven, whom the heaven must receive. So there is the heaven that received Jesus. But Jesus passed through heavens to arrive at the heaven that received Jesus. It was not the heaven of angel that received Jesus. It was the heaven of God. The heaven of the Creator that received him. The Creator has his heaven. And creature has his own heaven. He said, whom the heaven must receive. So the heaven received Jesus. But the Jesus that the heaven received, that same heaven that received Jesus will send that heaven back. They will send Jesus again at the time of restitution of all things. So when you read in that Hebrews chapter 4, that Jesus Christ passed into the heavens. So I use the word that were into the real Greek word that was translated into is called through the heavens. That is, there's no way Jesus would have arrived at the heaven. 1 Kings 8:27, but will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. So there's the heaven that received Jesus. The Biblical Convention was talking about the great physician of the heavens. So seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. So you can see that the ministry that Jesus bestowed is because of infirmities. It's because of our infirmities. We have infirmities. So the ministry of Jesus in the heaven is because of our infirmities. And I said the infirmities start both from our spirit, soul, and body. We are not firm. To be firm, we are not fully together. We are not whole. We are not complete. We are not together. So infirmities. So what he called infirmities here are serious things. You will need a lot of breakthrough. That why Jesus passed into the heaven or passed through or into the heaven into the heaven was because that and became a great high priest or a great physician of heaven is because of infirmity. To take care of our infirmities. Say to take care of our infirmities. That infirmities is nothing. So what is our infirmities that Jesus, the Son of God, went to the heaven to take care of? 1 John chapter 2, 1 and 2. These children, this thing write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we are an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So and instead of calling a great high priest that passed through the heaven, they call it an advocate. So they call it a great high priest in Hebrew 4. Here they call him an advocate with the Father. It's with the Father. Because you remember after resurrection in John 20, when Mary Magdalene came to look for Jesus and he could not find him in the tomb, she waited and began to cry. Say, where have you kept my Lord? Therefore, Jesus appeared to her. Jesus can show herself that at that resurrection morning. Jesus asked her, woman, what looketh into the sepulchre? Yeah. But Mary and they said unto her, women, why weepest thou? She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus said unto her, me woman, why weepest thou? Whom seeketh thou? You know, Jesus Christ was asking questions. Jesus Christ was all bombarded with questions. She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, sir, if thou art brought him hence, tell me where thou art laid him. I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary, she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended up to my Father. But go tell my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. So we said that when the guy passed through the heaven, he was not passing through heaven to stay in heaven. He was passing through heaven to go to the Father and to go toward God. This also was bore witness also in John chapter 14, John chapter 16. So when Jesus ascended to the Father and ascended to God, so definitely it was not to angel he ascended to. So the Father and God had their own heaven that they called the heaven of heaven of heaven. So he went through heavens. So all that way he went through heaven means he ascended up unto heaven. So we can see that when before Jesus ascended up into heaven, what is he doing in the heaven? Jesus did not enter into heaven to go for retirement plan. So Jesus ascended into heaven because the ministry of Jesus in heaven is his high priestly ministry. According to Hebrews chapter 4 and 1 John 2, the ministry of Jesus in the heaven is the ministry of an advocate. An advocate with propitiation. That word propitiation is called as atonement. Is to atonement for our sin. Believer, convention for 2026 is to give a clarion announcement of the heavenly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to the world. How would Jesus say that his ministry is to announce his ministry to the world? John chapter 14 and John chapter 16, where he was saying, yet a little while, the world see me no more. But you see me, because I live, you also shall live. And that is, you shall know that I am my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Again, John chapter 16, he said the same thing again. A little while, you shall see me no more. Again, a little while, you shall see me, because I go to the Father. He said, I ascend unto my Father, your Father, to my God, to your God. Then said some of his disciples among them, said, what is this that he said unto us? A little while, you shall see me no more. Again, a little while, you shall see me, because I go to the Father. And they said unto him, what is this that he said? A little while, we cannot stay where? And say, and they desire to him, see him. But beyond this one, at a time, that should be John chapter 14. Why will you reveal yourself to us and not to the world? So, in John chapter 14, verse, Jesus said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? So, these are the scriptures that we are coming up in my mind. When they said this, the Believer Convention 2026 is to announce the ministry of Jesus, the Son of God, in the heavens. So, I would say that, what is this about the ministry of the Son of God in the heaven? Because it's not only Jesus that the world cannot receive. The world cannot even receive the Holy Spirit. The world cannot receive the Holy Spirit. Let alone this Jesus. It's not that the Holy Spirit is inferior to Jesus. But it's more easy to receive the Holy Spirit than to receive Jesus, the Son of God. Because the day you became born again, having not done anything, they gave you the Holy Spirit to receive. So the world will not receive the Holy Spirit, let alone Jesus, the Son of God, that is ministering in the heaven. But it's to announce to the world. Those scriptures that I just quoted from John 14, John 16, they were popping up in my eyes. Say, even the Spirit of Truth, John 14, 17, whom the world cannot receive, because it see him not, neither knoweth him. So can you see, the Spirit of Truth is him. It's a person. They seeth him not, and know him not, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So I was saying, how will the world receive the ministry of the great high priest, the great high priest, the great physician? How can you announce his ministry in the heaven? So as I was waiting, as the convention was going on, I began to have better understanding that when Jesus came on the earth, you know, he told his disciples that it is expedient that I go away. If I do not go away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, my Father will send a Comforter, which he will send in my name. And the ministry of Jesus in the flesh, even when Jesus came in the flesh, his people in the flesh could not receive him. You find that in the book of Gospel of John, chapter 1. They said, he was in the world. So how will they say they are announcing the ministry of the Son of God to the world? He was in the world. The world was made by him. And the world knew him not. They are talking about the first advent of Jesus. Talking about the first advent of Jesus. That Jesus was in the world. He made the world. And the world knew him not. That one knew him not there. It's not talking about knowing him, because the flesh of Jesus was a veil to the world.
Yes, sir.
And a veil to the Jew. That word knew was exactly the same word that they used about Adam knew his wife. To have an intimate breakthrough from within. Knew him not. So you can see that the world was made by him. He was in the world. The world was made by him. And the world knew him not. And you think that because the world did not know him, that those who he gave the law to, that say, he came unto his own. So he came unto his own. His own were the Jews in the flesh. Those are his own. You know, use Bible to interpret Bible.
Yes, sir.
So if you want to hear that this is his own, you need to go to Romans chapter 9. Paul was talking about how he wishes a cause because of the Jews. He said his kinsmen according to the flesh. My own kinsmen. Because they will not submit to the righteousness of the law. So his own were the Jews, the Hebrew. They were his own. In fact, they called them the people of God. Because according to Romans 3:1, unto them they committed lively oracle. The oracle of God was committed to the Jews in Romans 3:1. He has the advantage of the Jew from the Gentiles. So he came to the world. He won me the every nations of the earth. Even if the whole world do not know him, he expects that his people should know him and receive him. Also in the book of Exodus chapter 19, 2-4. That's also established that it's his own. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and I bore you on the eagle's wings. I what? I brought you unto myself. Talk about your own nation of Israel. Now, therefore, you obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall you be a peculiar treasure, what? Unto me above all people. For all the earth is what? Is mine. So the whole world is mine, but I want it to become. So God, ahead of time, decided to have a people out of the old nations of the earth. So when Jesus came, he came to the whole world. The world was made by him. The world received him not, and they knew him not. Then, okay, if the world will not know me, let me come to what? My own people that I started their war. The people that I chose out of all the nation, they receive him not. So you can see that Thomas, not Iscariot, asked him, how will you manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Because after he said, let a little while, you shall know. It was after that, that said, manifest. That's 22 and 23. We'll manifest yourself to the world. Then up in 23, 24, you will see, yet a little while. That's when we're going to talk about, yet a little while, you will see me, and little while, you shall see me no more. Because I live, you also shall live also. When Jacob was upon the earth, you would think that because Jacob was upon the earth, he should have a better entrance to the world. I know some of us will be saying that, I wish I'm in the Jacob's, I can touch Jacob's flesh. If Jacob's had been on the flesh, it would have been difficult for you to believe Jesus. It would have been difficult to believe Jesus. That you live when Jesus lives does not mean you are going to believe him. If the world does not receive Jesus when he came, henceforth, know ye no man after the flesh. Know ye no man after the flesh. Yet though we have known Christ after the flesh. The flesh that Jesus Christ was wearing once he was upon the earth was a detour. Say a detour. So when Joker was in the flesh that Joker was, that thing is an infirmity. Romans chapter 6. Because, for we have not an eye that can be taught with the feeling of an infirmity. So when Joker was upon the flesh, it was an infirmity. Though what was in the flesh is the word that they made flesh. Why? Because of what is inside man. The infirmity. Romans chapter 6 from verse 17. But God be thanked that you were servant of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you, and be them made free from sin, you became servant of righteousness. I speak what? After the manner of men, because of infirmity of your flesh. So when you say that, for we have an high priest that can be taught with the feeling of our infirmities. So the first infirmity is because we are flesh. So when they said, so one of the things that the high priest, Jesus Christ, when he was on the earth, could not deliver man from flesh. Could not, he doesn't have power to deliver man from infirmities of the flesh. You know, because the man that God created was a living soul. A living soul journey until he became flesh in Genesis 6. One of the reasons why Jesus has to die. One reason why it's expedient for Jesus to die and pass through heavens or ascend into heaven is so that he can have a better reach to the world. Because there's something that's not aligned to have a better reach to the world. It's the infirmity of the flesh. If Jesus remained on earth for 6,000 years, he will not achieve more than what he achieved for 3 years and a half on earth. And that reason, one of the reasons why you should know, everybody will never believe this message on the season of great tribulation. That's the only message. It is only when there's a great tribulation upon the earth that everybody, because the people are going to come to this message not in their comfort. They're going to have to come to this message in their troublous time. It's in the season of troublous time that the temple shall be built. May we not allow them to be built from flesh into spiritual when there's no troublous time. Now that's the reason why God must go ahead of time to seal a people with the seal of the living God and the seal of the Father so that they will not be hurt. When they were sounding the trumpet, they were hurting trees. They were hurting waters. Those things are not physical, geographical elements. What they were hurting, they were hurting constellations in woman. Things that we are hurting men is coming upon the earth. So they have to bring men. They're going to bring for us. They are going to bring for arm. But what? Those who can be. Why? Why the great physician is that those who shall not hurt. In Isaiah chapter 11. For they shall not hurt upon my holy mountain. That where every soul to should flee to is to flee to the mountain. Where there's no hurt anymore. Because there's a place there there's no hurt or harm. That's where every soul should flee to. And he said that mountain, he called it the Lord will strengthen it out the second time that he might recover the remnant of the people. So he will set out the fire. The second time is the second ministry of Jesus Christ is appearing the second time. And it shall come to pass in that day. Talk about in the day that the Son of God began to minister. That the Lord will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of the people. We shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Patras, from Cush, from Elements, from Sinai, from Hamathah, from the Isle of the Sea. That Isle of the Sea covered the Gentile nation. God will set down the second time to recover. It's in the second time of the recovering that the Son of God is recovering that he will gather them to his holy mountain. And it's in upon his holy mountain that he shall not hurt. So when he gathered them to the mountain, he will set up an ensign for nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and only outcasts of Israel and gather together. So he first of all gather every nation and also gather Israel himself.
Because as the leaven was gathering the nation from Egypt, from every nation of the Gentile, the hide of the sea in the Galilee of the Gentile, he will recover the second time. What's the second time? Hebrews chapter 9. I'm trying to explain why the ministry of Jesus in the heaven was very important. Because it's a time to begin to gather as it's appointed unto men once to die. Why? If they don't start manifesting the heavenly ministry of Jesus to the world will die second time. And that second time is caused great death. It's only appointed for a man to die once. As appointed unto men. Men is the world. Once to die. After this judgment. So Christ was once. Say once. Offered to bear the sins of many. Unto them that look for him. Shall he appear the second time. So in the second time appearing. What is he doing? He's recovering nations. Recovering from the nations. Starting with the Gentile nation. Unto Israel. His own people. The first advent of Jesus is different from the second coming. I'm not talking about the second coming when he's coming for rapture, the second time. Because we read in that book of Hebrew, he will appear the second time. Why is he appearing the second time? And why is he in the heaven? What is he doing in heaven? So his essence in heaven is to be able to bring everybody to the mountain of the Lord. And what is available in the mountain of the Lord is that there shall not be anything that hurts or harm in the holy in the mountain. Because sin, so long as you are not the holy mountain, you'll be hurt. What will happen to you? So he wants to bring men to the holy mountain where he can administer ED immunity and sealing from being hurt. Yes. Yes, sir. So Christ was one offer to bear the sins of many. This was his first advent. For he's appointed for man to die once, after which is judgment. Once, you must not die twice. But you saw in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, men that died twice. We read in Jude, men that died twice. They died twice. They not only die in their spirit, they also die in their soul. And so before men will die the second time, they are manifesting the ministry of Jesus, the Son of God, to the world so that he can recover. They will send his hand the second time to recover. He must recover. Second death must not happen to man. So look at it. So Christ was on offer to bear the sin of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. But let us read Isaiah 11, letters to God. You see, these apostles, they had a lot of breakthroughs. You can't understand the prophet if you are not a student of epistle. You must stay with epistle for years. Because epistle are letter written to the churches. Epistle letter is written, letter written to you. You need to stay with epistle over the year for you to have breakthrough. If you try to use prophet to pray, you try to use prophet to teach it, you will teach it outside that. It shall come to pass in that day. What is that day? The day that the Son of God begins to minister. That the Lord shall set his hand again the second time. So it's so that they have been the first time, the second time. And they said the second time is to recover. Is to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Patros, from Cush, from Elema, from Sinai, from Amat, from eyes of the sea. If you want to understand this, I will see, you need to go and read Isaiah chapter 8 towards the tail end and Isaiah chapter 9. You will see the Isle of the Sea, the Galilee of the Gentiles. And look at it. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations. So you can see that this second time is for nations. Nation in the context of prophetic writing does not talk about physical territory. Nation are souls, for two nations are in thy womb. Nations are souls, for you are redeemer for every nation, every tribe, every tongue. So in prophetic writing, nations are souls, different kind of souls. So he shall set up an ensign to the nation. And shall assemble. So when he's doing it in the second time, when he's working on the nation, he's also interested to gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. So he shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, which are the 10 tribes. which headquarter was Samaria, that the king of Assyria took, also what gathered together the dispersed of Judah, the northern kingdom, from the four corners of the earth. So what you see here, you see this scripture never happened physically. There was not any time that this scripture that both the 10 tribes and the 2 tribes returned back to the land. And they are doing a lot to recover this thing, but this thing is not physical. The ministry is the ministry of the Lord. So where the Jews physically are reading prophets, they are reading, try to pray to see that the 12 tribes of Israel will return back. But God is not going to return physical 12 tribes of Israel anymore. But this Israel here, the agenda of restoration of Israel is attacked to the second time ministry of the Son of God in the heavens. It's in the program. So when the Son of God, when he begins to manifest himself in the heaven to the world, Israel are part of the world. So as he's recovering the Gentile and he's coming for nation, he will also extend the same holy branch to the Jewish nations. So because when he came for the first time, they rejected him. When he came to his people, they rejected him. So yeah, because when the first time he came to his own, he said no. So the second time of his manifesting, he's not going to come to his own. He's going to show himself to the whole world. That's what prophet said. And at that means second ministry of the whole world, the Jew is included in the whole world.
Yes, sir.
And so when he's showing himself to the whole world, the church is also part of the whole world. Now, this time around, the church has not been separated from the world yet. So the church is still in the world. So both the church in this second ministry to the world is that the church is still in the world. Psalms 17. I do not pray that you take them out of the world. Because his intention is to save both people that are in the church and save those that are in the nation and help those who are the Jew in the flesh from the infirmity of the flesh. The problem of everybody, either those who are in church, including the Jewish nation and the Gentile nation, is flesh. Plus the infirmities. It's the infirmity of the flesh. When Jesus came in the flesh, his own people, they knew him not in the first time. Okay, and he ministered for 3 years and a half, they received him not. Because, like, being the flesh is a limitation. It's a limitation both to Jesus and it's a limitation to the people. Because, firstly, the people have been rendered flesh. He said, while we are without strength, cry, die for sinner. He died for the ungodly. Jesus died for the ungodly. Why we are without strength? Because man became flesh. What turned man to flesh was this war. And that was the war that he came into. That, you know, what turned man to flesh was this war. One of the reasons why you say, when you hear, the whole world lies in wickedness. The wickedness that the world that sin enter into, that and through sin death enters, the world that came upon the earth, that mankind, the church, is living under, is a wicked war. To be wicked is beyond cutting someone's head off. The wickedness in the world, the wickedness in the world, the world can make men flesh. It will make spirit flesh. He makes soul flesh and make body flesh. That is the evil that is the war. The war knows how to turn men to flesh. This war is an expert. That's the way you say the wickedness in the war is that the war has program code. The war has order, the arrangement, the system. The system that runs, that Satan puts after sin and death, that what that system is running is to mass produce flesh. It's a factory. This one is a factory that manufacture flesh. When you say wickedness is the war, is that is the clean wickedness? Ephesians chapter 2:2-3. Well, in time past, you walk according to the course of this war. Say the course of this war. The cause of this war is both a learning. The cause of this war is also a design. When I say it's a cause, it's a learning and it's a design. The arrangement of this war. What is it responsible for? According to the prince of the power of the air. That's it. When you see the cause of this war, the brain behind this war is the prince of the power of the air. What is it after? The prince of the air is the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. So look at what the cause of this war produced. It produced a conversation. A conversation we are born. A way of life. A man of living we are born. That when you go through the course of this war, the prince, the spirit, the author and the design, the spiritual software that run the head, the order, the arrangement, the system that run the air. When a living soul enter into it, what we can turn a living soul into? Among whom also, we all had our conversation in time past, where in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling desire of the flesh and of the mind. So he turned out your mind to flesh. The lust of your flesh, fulfilling desires. Desires. This is desires. Not one desire. Desires. Desires. Desire. As you are finishing one desire, another desire is springing up. And all those your desire, that's why when people say follow your heart, you will not be a smart Christian to follow your heart. You follow Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost wants to take you from flesh and turn you to be spirits. When you follow your heart, you become flesh. And what is flesh? Isaiah chapter 40 called flesh grass. All flesh is grass. That means you are going to become grass, which today, when you open the morning to gray, it springs up to in the evening, it dies off. You mean you will die. That's it. In the day you eat of this food, you shall surely die. Or in dying, you shall die. In dying, man began to die. That was the world that man was born into. When God sent his soul that is living, and God sent spirit that is still alive into a body that the parent framed, immediately the spirit and the soul entered that place, and you gave birth to it. Immediately enter the world. Arrangement to call dying began. Because what this world designed to do is to turn men to flesh. To die is your conversion gradually into flesh. When you say dying. Dying is becoming flesh. And how do men become flesh? By fulfilling the lust of the flesh. And the lust of the flesh, he called the lust of the flesh, fulfill desires. Desires. You will not be a smart young man. You won't be a smart young woman when you make choice of who to marry out of flesh. You are just like sons of God, the sons of men, and everyone chose what he want. And God said, my spirit will not strive with man, for he's become flesh. Because flesh is by their desires and their choices. Why we say we are led to make choice of who to marry? We are led to make choice of where we live. We are led that we must be under 24-hour supervision of leading. I don't just preach because I feel that this message is good for you. I preach because I'm led to preach, yes. Why I submit under authority is not because I want to feel. Why I'm submitting under authority? Because I know that I need to obey the Spirit. I need to be subjected to the Father of Spirit so that I can live. The reality must dawn on us. Why we do what we do in church? If it does not dawn on you, you will do religion. You will think that it's just me, and that's that. And you will be making excuses for you to perpetuate life in the flesh. So you can see that flesh, this word designed flesh, he called it what, the lust of your flesh, fulfilling desire of the flesh, but not just not for desires. So you can't see desire, but those things are what make you flesh. Both desire and second thing, fulfilling desire of the flesh and of the mind. What do you mind? What are you minding? What you mind will either make you flesh, or what you mind will either make you spirits. But we do not know that is how man become flesh. By what you mind. By what you desire. So where evil spirit went to go and hide is what the church knows is what's of the flesh. We know they fornicate. I know they steal. But what make men, what make man flesh is not, is beyond works of the flesh. What is responsible for flesh is this war. And this war. So, announcing the ministry of Jesus in the heaven to the world is to say that You are on the verge of dying second death or dying a great death, except you receive the gift of God, which is the Son of God, to stop you from journeying in the flesh. And you can be a Christian, but or you are even in the church of Revelation, but you have not seen from flesh. That's the essence of 1 Peter, 2 Peter. That they that are suffer in the flesh, they are ceased from sin. Because you cannot separate sin from flesh. So long as I perpetuate sin, I will become more fleshy. And the more flesh I become, the more I perish. The end of all is come. That is what God told Noah in Genesis chapter 7. For the end of all flesh is come. Genesis 6, 12. And God looked upon the head, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh has corrupted its way upon the head. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. God could no longer take flesh. God manifest. We don't know how many thousands of years God manifest. But in the day of Noah, Noah was the eighth person. God was the eighth generation that grew in flesh. Eighth generation. A generation that we are going. Sometimes those generations, they live for 900 years. 800 years. They perpetuated flesh. And God said, the flesh began to choke God. God feel choke. That my spirit could not have breathing space on earth anymore. Because everyone on earth have become flesh. They were flesh in their mind. They are flesh in their heart. That my spirit will choke. Choices. Desire. Look at me, everybody. You see, you own yourself to do good to yourself. No, you see, don't do good to me. Do good to yourself. One good you should do to yourself is to convert yourself from flesh to become spirit. And it does not happen by prayer. It does not happen by fasting. It happens by obediences. Is by conscious, deliberate obediences. Because man became flesh through the spirit that worketh in children of disobedience. Look how man became flesh. When man were doing disobedience is not that God, I'm not going to obey you. No. Disobedience that men were doing their own desire. And unknown to them that those desires are flesh. They are designed that this world designed. That those cause of this world, we are what this world designed so that it can gradually turn man's soul into flesh. And so when you look at on it today, we have many GOs that have big ministry branches all over the world, but they are flesh. We have members of churches that are in their millions that come to church every Sunday with their flesh. Because what they desire, what they pray, what they are looking for. You know flesh by desires. James chapter 1. Every man, when he's tempted, not say he's tempted of God. James chapter 1 from verse 13. Let no man say when he's tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil. So what he call evil there is not that God cannot be tempted with cutting of hair or fornication. No. What is evil there? What is evil there is what is in the world. The program around the world. God can't, you can't thank God with what can turn God, who is a spirit, to a flesh. That thing, God knows the response to that. God is so dead to the world. God was so dead to the world, and that was what God wants to make every soul to be. To be so dead to the world. Every man is tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt any man. For every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. This fulfills the first condition of that Ephesians in the course of this war, where we all have our conversion in time past in the lust of our flesh. And it's enticed. 15, 16. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brought forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. So brethren can err. Who are beloved brethren? Those who have learned Christ. Christ is beloved, brethren. When you are in Christ, beloved. So, beloved brethren, brethren that have finished Christ can hear. They can hear. Thinking that, now, I'm righteousness, I'm the anybody of righteousness, I'm any God, I know Christ, I'm charity. But you are just chanting charity. You are not living it. You are a chanter of charity. Not a living liver of charity. You are not doing obedience. Chanting charity and singing charity by chanting does not change you. How you change is you do obedience. Obedience in your choices. You must estray your desires. Why do we teach? Why do we pray for open eyes, enlightened eyes? Why do we pray for ear and ear? It's so that you can tell what desires are. You should know what kind of desire you are desiring. Or the root, you can estray every root of any desire. I'm going to be able to estray the hidden genetics of each desire. You must estray, or you must try the unseen flame of desire. What fell Lucifer was desire. Satan desire what you are meant not to desire. Hebrews chapter 5. For no man taketh this honor unto himself, but unto him that say unto him. If you just cast after you have done the will of God, do not take the honor or call himself an high priest. You have to wait for God. There's some honor you don't take. Because to become an high priest is to be seated. Because a priest, according to the order of the New Testament, occupy the throne of God. So Joker does not take it. Joker does not have desire to just take the throne. He had to wait for them to take him. No man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. Aaron does not arrive one day and say, I want to be high priest. Every other member, Aaron was Moses' elder brother. You don't know that Aaron was elder Moses' elder brother? That was elder Moses' brother that was turned to watch Moses when they put Moses' inside basket in Egypt with Miriam. So Miriam and Aaron are siblings. Moses was their last born or their third born in the family. God chose Moses. You know, it was Moses that, imagine, your third born was the one that consecrated his other brother into ministry. And when he was consecrated, he naked him. Yes, he naked him. He naked his other brother to consecrate him. He washed him. Imagine you are washing your senior. Sponge him. He make up. Say, everybody say, sponge him. He sponge Aaron. He sponge Aaron. And Aaron falls on. With soap. He sponge them. He's one that consecrated. Because if him, I thought this maybe last year or 2 years ago, where the Lord appeared to Aaron that he should go to the mountain that you will see Moses there. So Aaron was elder brother. Look at him. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against him. And the Lord said unto Aaron, no, give it to me. Where Aaron was elder brother of Moses. Like Miriam was elder sister of Moses. So, and the Lord said unto Aaron, go into with him to meet Moses. And he went to meet him the month of God, kissing. Aaron, I wanted to show that Aaron was brother of Moses. He was his elder brother. And Miriam was his elder sister. That was the elder sister that ran to go and call Moses' mother when the daughter of Pharaoh took death. Moses was first called years old. Aaron first called and 3 years old. So Aaron senior Moses with 3 years. But this was the man that one name that they gave to Moses in Exodus, Deuteronomy 32 and 33. They called Moses. They call him, he's a king in Jeshurun. They also call Moses, he's the lawgiver. Yeah. Moses is called the lawgiver. The king in Jeshurun. So Moses was a king, but was not a physical king. Yes. He was a king of righteousness, a king of peace. And discipline, because he was a priest of God. So you can see that. So imagine your brother that is older than you at 3 years. So he's the one. When they say, Aaron, for Aaron does not take this honor to himself, as it is called of God. So the other family, but Levi are a big family. So they took family of Moses. They took Moses to lead the people. Then God told Moses that it's your brother that I'm going to make high priest. And so the other descendant, like you have in Yoruba land, they call from Igbo land, they call it in the clan. The other clan in the tribe, because Levi was a tribe, but they have clan. Because Aaron, Moses, we are of one clan. The other clan said that Moses and Aaron are take more than themselves. How will Moses and Aaron be the one doing the sacrifice of God? And the only thing that remains that you left for us is for us to be packing up the tent. Packing up the tent. After they have set up, we pack up, we set up, and then we go and wait. Anything and any business you need for you, tell us. They can't do anything. It's anything Moses and Aaron need. Okay, hello, can I get 30 people there to help me carry this tent? You volunteer, yes, sir. Oh, yeah, let me bring her. Yeah, put on here, put on here. And after I put on there, yeah, let me set her up, set her up. You set her up. Oh, yeah, that animal, please, can you help me burn that? No, that one. Jethro, is that one? I'm telling you, I said that one. Bring her for me. Yeah, bring her. Yeah, let me tie on there. Let me tie. Oh, yeah, let me tie the leg. Let me tie the leg. They will tie the leg. They can't even carry knife to kill it. He said in the book of Numbers, he said, I've given all Levites to Aaron and his son. Imagine a clan, like in a tribe that has 10 clans. You use the word in Yoruba, it's called it Agbole. And each Agbole is supposed to parla. Even the tabernacle, they make sure that the only family that they give Allah in tabernacle is only one family. Every other nine clan is to serve this one. So at the line, they gang up. They felt to let the fact that Moses was injustice. That he just went to corner the service of God to himself and his brothers. So this is what the Bible said, that no man take this honor to himself. And say that his car did not know that it was God that called Aaron. Oh. It was evident. Before Moses got to Egypt, God came to Aaron and sent him to go and meet Moses. Yes, upon the mountain of the Lord. Yes. Where Moses had an encounter with God. Yes. There was a time that Moses had his own encounter. Aaron had his own encounter. They made sure that, and they told Moses that, I will make you a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron shall be your prophet. So you can see that Aaron was called. I'm trying to call it that there are things you don't take as a desire. You don't take as a desire. In as much as possible, that was the problem of Satan. What Lucifer desire was a good thing. What desire was a good thing? He desired, I will ascend above the throne of God. I will set my throne. I will sit as God. I shall be as the most high. He looked at an holy desire. But those desire, we are not permitted. But what is failing that thing is flesh. You see, that's what I was trying to say something, that you must extray the genetic makeup of your desires. When I say, because some desire can be fueled by lust. And so long as it's lust, it's going to produce further flesh in you. You are one sign that you are growing is that you are becoming a learned in the spirit. That everything are not service. You know, in our school of discipleship, I talk about you must be learned. You must be learning. You can read in between the lines very well. You can read. You have a eyes to see. You have a ear that can see. You have it. Because that somebody desires something that is spiritual does not mean that is, there's no lust in it. For example, you see manifestation of the gift of the Spirit in the world in Corinthian church. But although for manifestation of spiritual gift, we are being driven by flesh. Why people want to prophesy because of flesh? Why people want to speak in tongues because of flesh? Even people can give their money because of flesh. I can give my body to be born. I have no love because I have no charity. Charity is spiritual. So flesh can drive. And you cannot say, no, but my pastor, daddy, I'm ready to give because what I'm thinking in my heart is flesh. I don't want to be. I want to make sure I'm spiritual before I give. You're a liar also. You're a liar also. Look at me. Look at my side. Immediately you know that your giving is informed by flesh. You have understanding already. So you just need to repent and change your heart. So you should not say, no, daddy, I'm not giving you. I'm not giving. Because I can see that it's lost. That's what I wanted to be saying. That I'm going to know. You repent and adjust your heart and give. Because some people can feel that they are smarter than God. So you have to make sure you rake everywhere. And tighten the whole process very well. So that Satan does not have advantage of them. You can become a new man and see our flesh.
Yes, sir.
Like when Paul was talking to Roman in Romans 6, 17 to 19, these people, they have been servant of righteousness and servant of holiness. But he said, I cannot go you further because of the infirmity of your flesh. Because Christ, learning of Christ and presence of Christ, which is righteousness unto holiness, or righteousness and peace, does not fully stop you to be flesh. Because those who became flesh in Genesis chapter 6, we are living so. The time that they fully deal with living the flesh is until you have encountered the living God. Oh, my flesh cry from the living God. So I'm talking about, we have an high priest that passed into heavens. An high priest that passed into the heavens. A great high priest that passed into the heavens. We were tempted at all points, yet without sin. And we have not an appetite that cannot be taught with the feeling of our infirmities. So I say, our major infirmity is flesh. Yeah. It's flesh, I jack man's spirit. Yeah. Flesh is running man's soul. And flesh will not allow our body to rest. That's the infirmity. So what we call sin is flesh. Because that's why you see Romans chapter 8. I'm coming, leave that sign for me. Romans chapter 8, you will say, for another step forward, there's no condemnation to those who in Christ who walk without the flesh. So, what inform flesh? There's no way flesh can walk if flesh is not being driven by a law. Yes. It's a law that made flesh alive in you. Who walks out of the flesh, but out of the spirit? For the law of the spirit of life in Christ are making me free from the law of sin and death. So, sin and death or sin and iniquity is a strength for flesh. Psalm 89, 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. How amiable are thy tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. They say, how amiable are thy tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. Do you know something? Why they say, how amiable? Because flesh cannot go beyond outer court. When Paul was talking about the tabernacle, Paul did not mention outer court. He made mention of the sanctuary and he made mention of the holy place, the tabernacle of the Lord. Because in the outer court are fine flesh. Every animal. There's an altar of flesh in the outer court. And there's an altar of flesh without the seats. Hebrews chapter 13. How far flesh can travel, flesh that has not been walked upon cannot go beyond outer court. Flesh can travel from outer court to without the city. And flesh can travel from without the city to the outer court. It can't go beyond that. So he said, ah, me about thy tabernacle. So when Paul was talking about tabernacle, he cut off the altar of flesh. Who they call the altar of the kid in the outer court. Because God, that is not amiable to God. It's not amiable to God. Tabernacle God means God will not allow flesh to, flesh shall not glory in my presence. So they did not calibrate tabernacle of the Lord as outer court. So look at Hebrew 9. Then very the first tabernacle, the first covenant had ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the shewbread, which is called the sanctuary. So make sure, but really in the tabernacle of Moses is outer court. But they remove outer court. Because outer court is a place for flesh. God designed outer court to do a major work on flesh. But the work of flesh does not start in the outer court. The work of the flesh starts without the city. Hebrew 13. We have an altar. So just like outer court has an altar where you put flesh on top. So we have an altar wherefore they have no right to eat. We serve the tabernacle. So there's an altar outside the tabernacle. So there are altars outside the tabernacle. And the altar outside the tabernacle starts from the altar outside the city and the altar in the outer court. And this altar are prepared for those who serve the tabernacle that are amiable. Because until you have a flesh that can cry for the living God, you are in trouble. You are in trouble once you have a flesh that can cry for the living God. You have a flesh that can cry for the living God. Looking for your healing. Looking for health. Restoration. A flesh that can cry for the living God. For we have an altar. Wherefore they have no right to eat thereof. We serve the tabernacle. So here, so you consider they separated the altar from the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary. The sanctuary is part of the tabernacle. I read for us that Hebrew 9. We are coming back to it. Whose blood is brought to the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are born without the camp. Some versions say without the city. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, so far without the gate. Let us therefore. So this is how you start dealing with your flesh. You must start dealing with flesh from without the city. You must go to him without the city. So go without the city is that you must go to start dealing with every word of the flesh in your life. You cannot say that you want to come to God's tabernacle and you have all words of the flesh. You want to journey to the tabernacle of God and you are involving in all manner of sexual impurity and perversion. Masturbation, stimulation of your genitals. You are watching pornography, or you have your thought is not pure. Those are terrible impurity. Look at me. What I say, sexual sin is the sin of the Gentile. Sexual impurity. That one sin about the Gentile. That one of the sin of the Gentile. Gentile are fornicators. He called them the fornicator of this world. The adulterer of this world. That's how they render. They know Gentile with fornication. They know Gentile with adultery. They know Gentile with impure sexual sin in their mind and their heart. They dream it. They imagine it. That is the first breakthrough. Every man that want to please the law, that want to journey to God's tabernacle, must walk upon. Joker, like I say, if you look at a maiden lustfully, you have committed fornication with her. All manner of sexual thoughts. Because it's one of the diseases. That's one of the secrets of Gentile nation. And this is our basic of sanctification. You can be married, but your wife is not enough for you. It's the bakasi of sister, your colleague has got what you are looking. It's the breast that you are looking at. When your emotion runs, it runs with another woman that does not belong to you. A girl does not belong to you. Either a sister or you are single. Those are Gentilic. Wait, see, why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah was because of sexual sin. God does not play with anything called sexual sin. Because when a believer involves himself in different kinds of sin, it's not just physically, in your thought, he said, you are defying God's temple. And whosoever defies the temple of God, God will destroy the person. It's a destruction. So, an altar which they that offer are not permitted to eat. That's why you can't eat from that altar. Because what that altar said to are called words of the flesh. You are not permitted to eat it. Because they are trying to make you holy. You don't eat the flesh. You don't eat the body of such animal. They separate you from such bodies. How can I give my body unto harlots? You should not give your body to harlotry. Your flesh to harlotry. Not give your flesh to an harlotry. They call it New Testament, Philippians chapter 3, call it your circumcision. It's your circumcision. That's how you show that you have undergone your first circumcision. It's a circumcision in your flesh. You have been a circumcision. It's a work the Holy Ghost must do in your flesh. Open your mind. You must give yourself to the labor. Oh, God, labor. You must labor. You see, youths, every young man, every young woman, you must labor to possess your vessel in sanctification. It's an honor. That's one of your honor. It's your honor. Honor me when you have your body under control. It's an honor. When you are praying in the name of the Spirit, say, this one can come to the tabernacle. How am I able to that tabernacle? Oh, what tabernacle of Jesus? You cannot enter to the tabernacle if you don't hold your body, your vessel in sanctification. It's your elementary sanctification. Nobody will enter the tabernacle of God when his vessel is not in honor or purity. God will not allow anything unclean. For the unclean shall not pass through it. People, you must know what is at stake. You must know how dearly that is so costly. To allow your thoughts, to allow your imagination to run a wire without check. Or to allow to engage your exercise. He's going to deny you entrance into the tabernacle of the Lord. Oh my, deny it. Because the tabernacle of the law is how amiable is thy tabernacle. Something must happen to your flesh that your flesh can begin to cry for it. So we have an altar without the city. which they that offer they are not permitted to eat from it. You don't eat from that altar. It's the altar without the camp. Every flesh, every body sacrificed there is meant to be consumed by beasts of the field. Wow. Woman be no heat. They give it to accursed beasts of the field. For the body of those beasts, which blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burnt without the camp. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffer without the gate. Then, verse 13 and 14, want to go, let's go with everybody. Yeah, no. Let us therefore go to him, go without the camp, bearing our reproach. So, what is the reproach? Sin is the reproach of the people. You must bear your reproach. There are things that are reproach. You should not be a brother that you tap current from sister. When you touch them, you are tasting current. Because your body, you can, your body is not pure. Your vessel is not in honor. So when you hug sister, the hug is impurity. You carry your impurity within. I use to a little start to clean yourself up. You breathe for impurity. You should be so pure. We should be pure. We should be so pure. So pure, so pure, so pure, so pure. These are things that the Lord Yahweh taught me and showed me years ago. Thompson, you must hold your, you must press into this purity. These are all known into tabernacle. Because every Levi, he wear a white rope, Nile. He wear a white rope. And that white rope is called righteousness. When you say every Levi, is clothed with white. So a Levi is called saints. Let thy sin be clothed with righteousness. Psalm 132. It's a garment. That garment is a wearing. Something has happened to your flesh and your body and your the body of your man. So that you can move your body, your flesh, to be able to cry for the living God. Because that way, are the living God's in the tabernacle? And you enter to the tabernacle and say, I'm able at that tabernacle. You don't have access to it. I'm able at thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. But there's nowhere your flesh can cry. So they start dealing with flesh. From without the city. But without the city does not deal. They only deal, what they do with that city is to deal with manifest works of the flesh. As when Pastor Priest was teaching us, he talked about manifest works of the flesh. They start dealing with that. But that is not majorly where they say. And they bring you into the outer court. Outer court is not where they deal with manifest works of the flesh. Manifest works of the flesh is dealt with without the camp, without the city. Before you can enter outer court, you must be having a white rope. Outside Levi, the next people person they are allowed to enter the outer court are kings of Israel. And you can't be a king of Israel if you don't have righteousness. That means if you don't know your left from your right. That's why they told every king of Israel to make sure he copied the law and read it. You cannot be a king of Israel without having read the law. They copy a copy. They gave a copy for you. Look at it. Thou shalt in any wise set a king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. One from among thy brethren shall thy set king over thee, that thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses. For as much as the Lord has said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself. Some people say, our father of old, they had two wives, three wives. Oh boy, shut up. Shut up. They told king of Israel not to multiply wife. That was the problem of Solomon. He was multiplying his wife. He was a king, but he married from Israel and now went outside to do escape. Every nation began to took wives. He multiplied wives. But this was given as a commandment. Solomon was a disobedient king. Neither shall that man, verse 17, neither shall that multiply wives to himself, that his sat turn not away, neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be when he is seated upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law. In a copy of this law, in a book, out of that which is before the priest, the Levite. So, because there's a book before the priest and the Levite, they said the king should have a copy of it. So, because he had the law, they gave him permission to come into the outer court. Because he has access to the law. The Israelite, no Israelite in their tent can have access to the law. But they gave it to a king. So, that's why a king can come into the court. They know that those desire for office, desire for wives, desire for lands, those desire can, they are traits that flesh can capitalize upon to define as a king and cause him to return back to Egypt. Say Egypt.
Egypt.
What is Egypt? Anytime they ask you a question, you use Bible to answer a question.
Yeah.
You don't say it's bondage. You use Bible to answer question. Isaiah 31. Look at what is flesh. Look at what is Egypt. Look at Egypt. What is Egypt? Want to go?
No.
Egyptians are men and not God. And their horses are flesh and not spirit. So Egypt is men and flesh. You don't use your imagination to answer Bible question. You use Bible to answer Bible question. That's how you must be. You must be a student of scripture. Every question must be answered by scripture.
Yes, sir.
So Egyptians are men and not God. Their horses are flesh, not spirit. What is flesh? Strength, you want? It's strength. Their strength is flesh. It's a arm of flesh. So to warn the king of Israel not to return, not to gather things, so he will not return back to Egypt, so he will not return to flesh. That is, a king of Israel does not be a fleshly king. Something must have happened to his mind, his heart, his desire. So he's not going to amass horses, which are flesh. I'm not going to amass men as captain. Would you find that was the sin of King Saul? When Saul became king, he amassed men. He said, king, he will take your men and make his horse rider. He was taking men. He was taking men. Saul was just taking men. He will go and see a husband. He will take an husband from a woman and make him. That was Saul. That was the sin of Saul that made God to reject him. Because Saul refused to read the law. Oh, he just took over. Look and see. 1 Samuel 8:13. That was the sin of Saul. Everything God warned king not to do, Saul did it. Saul and Solomon came to follow Saul. Foolish kings. These are my elders. I've had Jimmy, sir. Because they are elders, they are patriarch. Although King Saul, eventually, he went to go and look for wizards and witches, consulting with them. He went so low. Because, you know, wizard is flesh. When you start part of flesh, you keep descending further. If they are told so that one day you will go and look for a medium. It was flesh. He started breaking law of flesh and descended further. So when a man play with flesh, you don't know how that thing will lead you. Because flesh leads you too. The way spirit can lead you. That's why you must fight flesh. You must make it a vocation to deliver yourself from flesh. That is Hebrews chapter 2. Who through lifetime are subject themselves to the bondage of hell. So, with lifetime in the flesh. Lifetime in the flesh. For as much as children are particle of flesh and blood, he also took part in the same that through death he might destroy that have the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all lifetime subject to the bondage. So, when you have flesh, flesh is the bondage. So, you can see. Every soul, they started with flesh from without the camp. And they call the flesh that they did without the camp, the altar there, they call it reproach. Reproach of sin in your life. That's why when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, flesh, idolater, fornicator, idolater, and all those things that they were describing there, drunkard. It's not only those who drink liquor. You can be a drunkard of internet. You can be a drunkard of YouTube. You can be a drunkard of Facebook. You can be a drunkard of Twitter. You can be a drunkard of content. You can be a drunk car or movie. You can be drunk with anything. Do not be drunk with wine in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Whereby speaking to yourself in psalms, in hymn, spiritual song, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Because you feel that your heart can be full of flesh instead of being filled with the Spirit. So the intent of God, so they begin to deal with flesh. For we have not a high priest, for we have the Son of God is a high priest that he passed into heavens. So his ministry in the heavens, before you can enjoy it, you must have been delivered from flesh. That if you have not been delivered from flesh, or if you have not been free from flesh, it won't come to you. Because the Son of God that is passing into heaven, he breaks his ministry at the way of most holy place. And before you can have most holy place, you must have traveled from without the camp. And there are certain things with flesh. They call the infirmity of your flesh. For him to come and do the last work on your flesh. When your flesh can cry out for the living God. So you will never have a flesh that can cry for the living God. Give it to me, Psalm. I'm here by the tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth. How can a man's soul longeth before a man's soul can long? That what my soul longeth, David also render it. One thing if I desire, and that would I seek after. One thing if I desired. For your soul to long. To long. Mena, for your soul to long. My soul longeth. As the deer part of the brook of water, so my soul long after thee. Why your soul is not longing after God? It's because your soul is sick. I son. How you know when the soul is becoming eddy? Is that he has longing. Yes, it'll be longing. If you have a child that's not longing for food, I have one at my house. I have to psych her to eat. At every time I'm eating, I make sure she eats. Every opportunity if I'm eating, she must eat. If her mother is eating, I say, just make sure she's eating. Is when a soul cannot long, that's why it's not longing for God, long for other things. So. Yes. So flesh has its desire. But for a soul to start longing, it shows that they have treated the infirmity of that soul to a level. They have healed him of fleshly infirmity. Like Joker was talking to Peter, get behind me, Satan. For that sovereign, the things that sovereign, not the thing that be of God, but the thing that be of man. And man is flesh. It's thing that's flesh that you serve. When his soul does not long for the Lord. So what is your soul longing for? What is the desire of your soul? There's a way you can work with God that you are okay, but the way Gregory, where did they do people know they do you as a lady? You go just calm. Either we come. No matter where he is. Because your soul have pleasure. Your soul have longing for God. You are so consumed looking for God that if brother coming, any brother is not looking for God, he's not interested. You are not looking for handsome bubble. You are looking for a brother that's looking for God. When you are looking for pocket of a brother, then you are in flesh. When you are looking about his arrangement. You are looking about his shape. As a brother, what you are looking if there's enough contour. You are looking for skin color. You are looking for skin tone. You are looking for dressing. You are a flesh. You are a flesh in here. Those desire and those longing are not longing of the Spirit. You know, when we say this thing, they are nothing. It's not longing, they are not longing of the Spirit. What you are looking for, does this dress well? Does it do his pedicure and manicure? Will you eat manicure and pedicure? If those are what is your longing of your soul, you are flesh. Yes, sir. Because all those things, they pass away with use. Yeah. When what you are longing for, nothing that remains. When what you are longing for, nothing that abides. When things what you are longing for, nothing that endure. Things that they're going to fold up. Things that will pass away like a garment. Things that will wax old are your longing. Hey. It shows that you are a flesh. Yeah. And though you can speak in tongues from here to tomorrow, boy, that your tongue, you need to convert it to a spiritual mind there, so. It's very easy to you to be flesh. Just sit down with them. See what they complain of. It's very easy to know flesh. Just listen to them. See what is their complaint. It's a complaint that's not going to bring forth conversion. It's not going to lead to forgiveness of sin in them. Well, I'm not saying that we should be mediocre, but those are not. Because what they are complaining is guy that does not know Jesus outside is complaining for. The guy outside that does not know Jesus is the same thing. He's talking about, I can't marry this guy. This guy does not have prospect. I can't marry this lady. This lady is not presentable to take. You know, when we're in campus, we used to have something, take home for mama. But there are some people that say, no, I can't take this one for mama. Pako lele, man. Pako. I'll take up my man. Even when you see when the day start coming, you may say, what? John Kilo Brasley. So that's why the labor of God over Abraham is to make Abraham to cease to be flesh. When he said, what shall you give me? Seeing I'm childless. God says, shut up. Adam, your father, he lived before he gave birth to a child. Abraham, walk before me. Live. Live. Stop this troubling with child. Now you marry and your wife is not giving birth to 3 years, 5 years, you are worried. Those are worries of flesh. And you don't let God rest. Say, God, by the time I finish with prayer, you'll bring the fire child by fire. The way you are praying for baby, I hope you are praying like that for your soul to change to spirit. Children are the heritage of God. They are not your heritage. The fruit of God is the reward. It's the one that gave it to you. You look for God. Let your soul long after him. I feel little like you're the lack and the hunger, but they don't believe I lack any good thing. He said in scripture, none of my children, they will not be barren, neither will they cast their young. God, what is true? So we need to see that why the great high priest is passed into the heavens is because he can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And the infirmities is the infirmity of flesh. And what raised flesh is this war. What this war is ordained to produce flesh. And it has ordained to produce very flesh. But Joker is ministering to the war to take the old war from flesh. When he takes the war from the flesh, then he will do something. John 17, 2. So they want to take flesh and work on the flesh and not give eternal life to flesh. That's the agenda of God. That's why the Son of God. They want to take flesh and work on flesh and convert flesh to spirit and not give flesh eternal life. Former flesh, they will work on him, convert him to become spirit and not give him eternal life. It's only God that can do that. It's only God that can do it. It's not man. It's only God that can do it. To take flesh and work on flesh, convert flesh to become spiritual. And make flesh to become spirit and not give him eternal life. He said, Lord, that is our calling. That's why Joker is ministering. That's why Joker has ascended to heaven. That's why the great physician. To heal man and cure man from flesh. And cure him from flesh to become spiritual. And from spiritual to become spirits. Then when he's spirit, they now give him eternal life. Because they only give eternal life to spirits. They don't give eternal life to someone that's not a spirit. That's the scripture, Hebrew chapter 7. For the day which flesh is washed with pure water, table 9. For it is the blood of bulls and goats, and the ashes of knife has been clean, the unclean, sanctifying to the purifying of the flesh. There's the place of water. Sanctifying from the unclean. Let us ever draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our heart sprinkled from evil conscience, and our bodies, say bodies. Bodies washed with pure waters. Sprinkling. That is also Ezekiel 36. Sprinkling, washing. Waters. The Son of God is in the camp, walking, ministering to us, ministering, continuous ministering, Ezekiel 6:26 says, "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from your idols will I cleanse you." Can we begin to thank the Lord tonight? I want you to pray. I want you to pray in this way. Pray. I don't like the way you are praying. Can you pray very well? Commit your soul to Jesus. Ask for the ministry of the Son of God. Dude, I don't want to remain flesh. Flesh shall profit nothing. Flesh profited nothing. Flesh profited nothing. It is the spirit that quickeneth. Flesh profited nothing. You will not have any profit when you remain flesh. What shall you profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Flesh profited nothing. It is the spirit that quickeneth. Flesh profited nothing. It is spirit that quickeneth. That you will see some flesh whose breath is in his nostril. Oh, Jesus. That you rescue me and deliver me from desires of the flesh. Lust of the flesh. For these are the things that are in the world, the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh and pride of life. These are not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But they that do the will of God shall abide. Make him an abider. Teach me the way of abiding. Make sure to me commandment that make me to abide. Now abide their faith, hope, and charity. Cause me to run the way of thy commandments. Like I can be an abiding man. I want to live in your sight. Convert me, change me. Cause me to do commandments. Let him change the DNA of my soul. Change the DNA of my body. That I will be fully converted. This is my cry. These are my desire. That my soul is longing. My heart is longing. Until my flesh cry out for the living God. When shall I appear before thee? Can you see David? David wants to appear. When shall I appear before thee? I am able to tabernacle, O Lord of all. My soul longer, yea, my faith, call faith for the call of the Lord. My heart, my flesh, cry out for the living God. Then, where, yea? Yeah, this part of father and house. The swallow and never that said, where she may lay her young, even thy altar. O Lord of all, my king and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in the house. They will be still praising this sailor. As they are part of the water, so upon my soul after the old God. My soul thirsts for the God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? I want to appear before you. For no flesh shall glory your presence. Make me to appear. Convert me until I can appear before you. No flesh can appear. No flesh can stand. Help me, Lord. Convert me. Walk upon my soul and my flesh, my body. Where is a genuine conversion in me? Jesus, for this reason, you enter into heavens and became a great physician and high priest in heaven, that you might minister things that can raise men to God. Oh, show me mercy. Show my wife mercy. Show my children mercy. Show every pastor in love sin mercy. Cause there to be transaction, that we may break allegiance with flesh, may break allegiance with blood. That people will make it truly, that we cease to be flesh. That you bring a work, a suffering, that we make others even flesh. That we submit all your dealings, leadings, guidance to the knowledge of your spirit, Lord. That truly we will truly enter the purpose why the Son of God came. And he is coming to us. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I know we have an appointment with you. You want to give eternal life to all flesh. That you walk upon us and change us from flesh to spiritual. From spiritually minded. A heart, a new heart, and a new man. A man that is covered from spiritual minded. Spiritual heart unto a man that can become spirits. And I can take the gift, the promise of eternal life. for the uncasting of his flesh, offer prayer and supplication to him. You have a prayer and supplication to him. You have a prayer and supplication to him. You have a prayer and supplication to him. Use tonight to offer prayer. Offer prayer and supplication to him that's able to save him from flesh, from death. And he was heard in that he feared. For we that are fear have entered to thy rest. Thank you, Jesus. Show us mercy, Lord. Show us mercy, Son of God. Encounter will begin to open up on every soul. There will be appearances, Lord. Jesus, the minister, will begin to appear to men. We appear to couples, husband and wife. There will be appearances. Single, we have appearances. Elderly, we have appearances. Genuine work will be done upon our soul. That we may truly receive from Jesus. That we deliver from our infirmities, our weaknesses, Lord. That we truly experience genuine change and transformation. That come by your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostuchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.